Let's go to the third KPI, procurement digitization KPI. All of us will fancy to have this KPI. Yeah, most of us are already experiencing this in terms of Gen AI wave, which is going on. And I know I will invite a lot of heat when I say this, because this will upset a number of people in this ecosystem. But don't get me wrong, I am, as I mentioned before, a pro promoter of procurement digitization, but in a meaningful manner. If you haven't analyzed in the last 2 years or so, the number of startups that have emerged in procurement digitization space has exploded. You look at all the spider maps that are going around. And it's becoming quite a very, let's say, distracted environment in my view. It's not about launching the tool, right? And I'm pretty sure most of your organizations, wherever they are launching the tool, this is how your journey will look like. Somebody will come in, will sell you the tool. You look at your tool, it's dated. You come up with 4 or 5 or 6 new features. You make a business case and then you hop on in implementing it. You spend 6 months implementing it, another 6 months of change management, multi-million dollar expense over the 3 to 5 year horizon, but you end up with a less than 5% adoption. In fact, do this, take a download of your all the digital tools and see what adoption rates people are using, not the login and logout rate. Look for the features that are getting used and you will be surprised that the most widely used feature of your latest shiny tool is exactly the same feature which was used in your dated tool. So you don't actually need 80% of the feature that are being rolled out today. Everything phases out in the long run and everything gets reduced to the core functional usage aspects only. So don't spend up time around chasing the features which will generate no adoption in the long run. In fact, focus upon this new age KPIs, or what I call as recommendation and insight driven KPIs. We are moving into the age of intelligence. So in new age KPI for procurement digitization, it is not adoption driven KPI. It is rather how many optimizations your tool has done without your intervention. Let me give you an example. If you're talking about a spend analysis tool, which is my favorite topic in the whole world these days, I'm talking about number of cost savings not only identified but also executed without someone's intervention. The second thing is, what is the value at risk which was identified and it was presented? And I'm talking about tools that can issue alerts to your suppliers, to your buyers, and the recommended actions that can be suggested and taken below a certain threshold. When it's about e-sourcing, I'm talking about number of events launched and the sourcing done, and the first level of negotiation done, second level of negotiation done, and your buyer only reviews the third or let's say fourth round of negotiation aspects. Now, these are the KPIs that you should be aiming for. And the good part is, when you aim higher to have such kind of KPIs, the distraction will reduce significantly. Because you will find a lot of tools which have fancy UIs today doesn't have any capability to really address these business requirements. And it's not their fault. The legacy players who are in the e-procurement domain have done very little to really understand, let's say, the actual procurement challenges. They still think procurement digitization in terms of some forms on the website, some database activity, and some workflows, and that's pretty much your 80% of procurement digitization is. Worst case scenario, they will throw you in sea of dashboards and claim they have all the insights. And I think this behavior needs to be corrected. We don't need to, let's say, over-exaggerate our own digital initiatives. A lot of the procurement digitization is done at the execution level and not at the strategic level. All of you guys, I am sure you are well within your top 1% when it comes about strategic procurement, setting the category strategies. Where most of the average standard is where the execution gap is. Transforming the category strategies into the execution is where most of the value leakage happens, and this is where you need procurement digitization focus. So you must establish your use case libraries and then work backwards rather than selecting a tool and then trying to make use cases for that particular tool. So in summary, move away from adoption-based KPI for procurement digitization and go into spend-optimized, events-optimized, value-at-risk and events-prevented kind of a KPI when you're selecting the tool.